Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about birthday. We have Charlie Hoffs. Charlie is a high school student very interested in Chinese and China. Hi, Charlie, 你好。
你好。
Right, I can hear from your accent, you speak great Chinese. You've been to China several years along the road since you were 10.
That's right.
Okay, and so what is your first impression?
Well, my first impression was amazement at the diversity of all parts of China. The first time I went, we saw Beijing, Chengdu, Guilin, Hong Kong, Shanghai, Lijiang, and this trip just changed my life.
Right. Have you ever spent your birthday in China?
No, I never have. So I have no idea how birthdays are celebrated there.
Modern days is probably the same as the Western world, birthday party, and people tend to go to the restaurants and have a big meal and have a cake. But in the ancient time, during the birthday, people tend to have some dyed eggs. They dye the eggs red color on the shell, and then that's basically just means that we are going to take out the red shell, and then we have a bit like a shedding. The snake shedding, and then you get rid of the past and move on to the future. So people, they ate the red eggs, and then nowadays some people still follow the tradition.
Yum,
yeah. So chicken eggs, quail eggs, duck eggs, I think they are all fine.
That sounds delicious.
Right.
And meaningful.
Yeah, it's quite meaningful. Right, so the way to say birthday, we say 生日.
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 Yeah, 生 is to give birth and to be born. And the character originally was the little bird coming out from the plant. And that means the transformation of a new life. 日 is the second character. That means the sun in the sky. And then, of course, in the ancient time, the sun and the moon were the source of the light. And then the sun also means a day, and the moon also means a month. So the sun also means a day. So the day you have a birth, you give a birth, that's a birthday. 生日.
生日.
Yeah, 生日.
Xiaolan, I'm really happy you're teaching me this character today, because my 生日 actually just passed.
Okay, happy birthday, 生日快乐.
谢谢.
Right, okay, so what did you do on your birthday? You turned...
17.
You turned 17. Okay, so what did you do on your 生日?
I went with my family to see Hamilton, my favorite play.
You went to see Hamilton? Oh, I would love to see it. And that was in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Okay. They did a tour, or they have multiple locations?
They're on tour right now. It was phenomenal.
Okay. Awesome. I know that they are going to delay Hamilton showing in London. And I was hoping I could see it, but then now we have to wait for a bit longer. Right. I'm very envious. So on your 生日, you went to see Hamilton. And did they sing you a happy birthday song?
I would have loved that. No, I didn't get a special performance just for my birthday.
Right, so now we have to say that just for you. 生日快乐.
生日快乐.
Yeah, 生日快乐. 生日 is birthday. 快乐 is happy. So birthday happy is the way to say happy birthday in Chinese. 快乐 is happy. 快 means fast. And 乐 is the music originally. But in this case, that means your enjoyment. So imagine that when you are happy, you play fast music. 生日快乐.
生日快乐.
Yeah, as a birthday girl, in English we say birthday girl, birthday boy. In Chinese we say 寿星.
寿星.
Yeah, 寿星. 寿 is an ancient character to describe someone has a very long life. And 星 is the star. So you are the superstar who has a very long life, and that means the person who is going through the birthday boy or birthday girl. So you are the 寿星 on your birthday.
I love it. I'm the birthday superstar.
Yeah, birthday superstar. And even now, you just went through the 17th birthday. That means actually you are going to live for a long, 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 long time. And 寿, that means longevity in Chinese. 寿星.
寿星.
Yep. And then birthday cake. Did you manage to taste some birthday cake?
Oh, of course.
Okay. So 生日蛋糕.
生日蛋糕.
Yeah, 蛋糕 is the cake in general. 蛋 is the egg. And we know one of the ingredients to make a cake important one, not all the cakes, it's the egg. And then gao is one type of like a Chinese dessert type. They make it a bit like, not really like pancake, it's a bit thicker, a bit like a brownie type thing.
Sounds delicious.
Yep, 生日蛋糕.
蛋糕.
What flavor did you have?
I had ice cream birthday cake.
Ice cream birthday cake.
I'm sorry, our eggs that we used were not the traditional Chinese red eggs, but next
right.
year.
Okay, so 生日蛋糕. Yeah, one year on my birthday, my daughter made me a cake, which took her a lot of effort because I'm non-dairy, non-sugar, and non-gluten. So she made a cake, non-dairy, non-sugar, non-gluten for me.
How could I?
Yeah, so, and she was 12 when she made that. And that was delicious. I ate a lot of it.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, but that was only one year. And later on, she was in the school every time when I had my birthday. And we just have to make some simpler cake, 生日蛋糕.
生日蛋糕.
Yeah, so you are a 寿星 on your 生日. And you have to sing 生日快乐. And the song 生日快乐歌.
生日快乐歌.
Yeah, that's the same song as the Happy Birthday to You, the same as English, but and all in Chinese. And the way they sing it, I'm not going to sing, otherwise people are going to turn away. Instead of Happy Birthday to You, they say 祝你生日快乐.
祝你生日快乐.
Yeah, 祝 is to wish, 你 is you. 生日快乐.
生日快乐.
祝你生日快乐.
祝你生日快乐.
Yeah, that means wish you a very happy birthday. Right, thank you so much, Charlie. Today we talk about birthday, 生日. To say happy birthday, 生日快乐. Birthday cake, 生日蛋糕. Wish you a happy birthday, 祝你生日快乐. Birthday boy or birthday girl, we say 寿星. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Charlie.
再见.